As those protests continue across the Arab world, the president of Egypt today condemned the attack in Libya that killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador. President Mohamed Morsi spoke in Brussels during a visit to the European Union. U.S. diplomatic missions have been under attack this week after excerpts of an anti-Islamic movie that mocks the Prophet Muhammad surfaced on YouTube. The BBC's John Line is in Cairo, which is where the protests started on Tuesday when demonstrators stormed the U.S. embassy there, and there have been more clashes in Cairo's streets today. John, what are you seeing today?
Well, it's a situation that seems to be escalating really by the hour, by the minute. Earlier in the day, hours down, it's just on the edge of Tahrir Square, where the U.S. embassy is just a short distance from Tahrir Square, where, of course, the big protests happened last year that toppled the government. And the police have extended the cordon outside the embassy. So the embassy itself is protected. And instead, there are running battles between the police and protesters a short distance away. Protesters throw rocks, throw firebombs, and the police respond by driving up to them in their police vans, lobbing a few tear gas canisters, and then driving back to the position they're holding just outside the U.S. embassy. That was the situation earlier, and colleagues who've just come back from the scene say there are more people there. The situation is getting more ugly, more tense, and the protesters are also even attacking some foreigners as well as attacking the police.
And are you able to tell how directly these protests are tied to this anti-Islamic movie, at least in Egypt?
Everybody you speak to there says it is the film, the movie that they are complaining about. The film, they say, insults Islam. Everybody was drawn to it. I think the protests were provoked when this excerpts from this film were shown on an Islamist TV channel, a hardline Islamist TV channel, a Salafist channel, a couple of days ago. Before then, frankly, nobody had heard about a very obscure film. That said, people chanting there are not just chanting against the film. They're also chanting against President Morsi, and indeed, for that matter, against the police. And the protesters don't just include Islamists. They also include, for example, football fans known as the Ultras, who've got a lot of long-standing grudges against the police and against the government. So although the film is the central focus without doubt, this has become a place where you can come and air your grudge.
And what is the protesters' upset with Mohamed Morsi, the new president?
Well, some people complaining that he hasn't taken enough action against this film. Other people just from opposing political parties, political factions. The football fans want more action about sorting out the police. Everyone wants a job, wants a more prosperous country. So there's plenty of chance against him, chance as well, of course, against the film and, of course, against the United States of America.
So Morsi has his own people upset with him. And as we heard earlier in our show from a New York Times correspondent, there also seem to be some tensions between the U.S. and Egypt, between President Obama and Morsi over these protests. What is your sense of those tensions, the Egypt-U.S. tensions?
Well, in many ways, it's President Morsi's problem because he needs American support. He's trying to get a loan from the International Monetary Fund. He's trying to get money from the European Union. That's why he's gone to Brussels today, despite everything that's going on here. So he desperately needs stability, and he needs a good relationship with the West. And, of course, this all threatens it. Clearly, at this moment, there have been actually remarkably good relations so far between the U.S. administration and the new Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt. But clearly, this is a big problem for President Morsi and for President Obama, who perhaps is going to be a difficult position. Does he now endorse an enormous financial economic loan to a country in this kind of turmoil, which is seeing as threatening U.S. interests?
John, you said earlier that you think things in Cairo are escalating. As you watch Egypt and the protests in these other Arab countries, where do you think this is headed?
Well, eventually, the situation is bound to be diffused, but not before it's caused an awful lot of damage, a lot of instability, a lot of economic damage, and perhaps has threatened the relationship that, frankly, both the governments in the Middle East and the post-revolutionary governments and the United States are trying to build. But it's very difficult to build that relationship. How can the United States be so close and friendly with the government of Libya, for example, following what happened, the terrible things that happened there? Both sides may want it, but what do the general public think about it?
The BBC's John Line speaking to us from Cairo. John, thank you.
My pleasure.
Coming up, an independent candidate for president takes his shots at the two-party system. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.